Report, White House to unveil healthcare framework to lower costs. By Sean Moran on November 24, 2025. The Trump White House is expected to unveil a healthcare policy framework that would lower costs and extend expiring Obamacare subsidies, according to reports. MS Now and Politico reported that the healthcare policy framework would include a two-year extension of the expiring enhanced premium tax credits, EPTC, or enhanced Obamacare subsidies, which would otherwise expire at the end of the year. The proposal could be unveiled as early as Monday. A White House declined to confirm the details of the alleged plan to Politico, stating, "Until President Trump makes an announcement himself, any reporting about the administration's healthcare positions is mere speculation." The plan would lower limits on income eligibility for the credits and set minimum premium payments, according to the reports. The proposed eligibility cap would set the subsidies to 700% of the federal poverty line. Republicans have complained that, with the current Obamacare enhanced subsidy scheme, wealthy Americans would benefit from the subsidies in what was meant to be a temporary, coronavirus-era benefit. Watch, Vance, Democrats broke healthcare, but we need to fix it. Politics be damned. The White House plan would also urge Congress to fund cost-sharing reduction, CSR, plans, which Republicans pushed for in the Big Beautiful Bill, but were nixed after Senate Democrats objected to its inclusion in Trump's landmark legislation, believing it violated rules on budgetary reconciliation. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, found that these health care reforms would have lowered health care premiums by 12.7% and reduced costs by decreasing the need for Obamacare EPTCs. CSR plans would have lowered costs by $30.8 billion. The Trump proposal would also have part of their tax credit go straight to Americans via tax-advantaged savings accounts instead of going to a health insurance company to lower Americans' premium indirectly. The president probably would like to go bigger than the Hill has the appetite for. So we'll have to see how that, works out, White House Deputy Chief of Staff James Blair said last week.